Venezuela, Nicolas Maduro's super mustache fights satanic Elon Musk in propaganda cartoon. By Christian K. Caruso on August 22, 2024. Venezuela's socialist regime published the latest cringe-inducing episode of its superhero propaganda cartoon Super Bigote, Super Mustache, this week, featuring the titular Nicolás Maduro alter ego fighting a satanic version of his new arch-nemesis, Elon Musk. Maduro has invested years into turning himself into an American-style cartoon superhero through the production of the Super Bigote cartoon, intended to compete with America's capitalist superheroes such as Superman and Spider-Man. Maduro has previously accused Spider-Man of fueling Venezuela's violent crime in the past. Super Mustache, an idealized version of Maduro and a socialist bastardization of Superman, appears in the cartoon fighting and defeating the dictator's real-life enemies such as members of the Venezuelan opposition, the inflation monster, and even a cartoonish rendition of former President Donald Trump named Mr. Rodeo, Mr. Hate. Much like other superhero franchises, the Maduro regime has launched Super Mustache's own line of toys, costumes and other apparel, school supplies, and a salsa theme song. The latest episode of Maduro's heroic persona begins with a satanic rendition of Elon Musk stating that he will change the way the Venezuelan people think using all of his technological power and social media control. The satanic Musk continues his monologue by stating that he wants Venezuela's natural riches and that he does not believe in superheroes. "I'm coming for you, Super Mustache," villain Musk declares. Watch video. The episode continues by showing Maduro surrounded by adoring fans inside the Miraflores presidential palace in Caracas, claiming that he is with God and our people. Maduro, holding a crucifix and a Bible, then claims that he will prove to Musk that he is David against Goliath. The dictator's words make Musk's head spin before a godlike figure sends him to Mars. The episode concludes with Maduro proclaiming that God is with us, his regime, and that whoever messes with Venezuela shrivels up. A mantra that Maduro has repeatedly espoused against anyone who dares to criticize him. "Fascism will not enter Venezuela because the country has someone to defend it. And I'm its loyal protector," Super Mustache declares. The episode's contents are the latest chapter in the ongoing feud between Maduro and Musk after the Tesla CEO accused Maduro in a Twitter post of committing fraud in the July 28 sham presidential election. Maduro responded to Musk's accusations by ordering a 10-day ban on Twitter in Venezuela and accusing Musk of inciting hate, civil war, and death in the country. Access to Twitter remains restricted in Venezuela at press time after the 10-day ban period ended on August 20. According to Vice en Filtro, an initiative that monitors the Maduro regime's internet censorship and provides Venezuelans with information to bypass the online blocks. Maduro has repeatedly accused Musk and other individuals, such as Argentine President Javier Milei, of being part of satanic cults in the United States. Musk and Milei are also, according to Maduro, part of an international Zionism plot to overthrow his socialist regime. On Wednesday, Maduro accused Musk of financing a coup in Venezuela and of waiting to steal Venezuelans' sovereignty with the intent to take away the country's direct, popular, radical, and socialist democracy. "That is what Elon Musk wants to steal from us. Why did he prepare and finance the coup d'etat against Venezuela? The cybernetic, fascist and criminal coup d'etat," Maduro told a group of sympathizers. "They want to take away, to rob the people of Venezuela of their dream, their sovereignty, their freedom." Maduro repeated his satanic accusations against Musk over the weekend during a socialist rally. Maduro accused Musk and Venezuelan opposition leader Maria Corina Machado of allegedly making a satanic pact with the Satanic Church in Detroit. In his accusations, Maduro referred to Machado as La Siona, the name of a Venezuelan urban legend from the mid-19th century. Maduro and other members of his regime have used the name of La Siona to refer to Machado in a derogatory manner. "Look, compatriots, we are facing demons. When I say we are facing demons, I am not exaggerating. They have a satanic pact with the Satanic Church in the United States," Maduro said. La Siona, Machado, wears a medallion and some weird stuff because she has a pact with Elon Musk and the Satanic Church of Detroit. "That is why I say we are facing a satanic Goliath," he continued. The official Church of Satan responded to Maduro's accusations by calling him stupid in a social media post. Maduro and his cronies in the Venezuelan National Electoral Center. CNE claimed that the socialist dictator was re-elected for a third six-year term in July. While electoral authorities proclaimed Maduro the winner of the sham election, they have refused to publish voter data that can corroborate their claims. The dictator's claimed victory and the regime-controlled electoral authorities' refusal to publish voter data has led to multiple countries refusing to accept Maduro as the winner. The Venezuelan opposition, in turn, did publish voter data allegedly obtained from local polling stations that indicated its candidate, Edmundo González, defeated Maduro in a landslide. The situation has led to protests that the socialist regime's security apparatus has brutally repressed, leaving 27 deaths and more than 2,000 detained, according to Maduro and his regime's officials. Venezuelan Attorney General Tarek William Saab accused Venezuelan opposition leader Maria Corina Machado of being responsible for the deaths. Christian K. Caruso is a Venezuelan writer and documents life under socialism. You can follow him on Twitter here.